Walking in power, authority and faith. This is the first lesson. Who is the Holy Spirit?
You can please hold on a little more connected to Pastor Bravo, right? Please hold on.
Tonight is going to be very, very powerful and very great. And I'm thank God for my brothers in the studio tonight. And we are online and also Suzanne is online tonight. But it's going to be very powerful and great tonight that we're going to get a very powerful service. So this evening we have a great message for you. Suzanne, have a great message from you that you need it to tonight in Jesus' name. Suzanne, welcome tonight into this broadcast of my brother is right here on the TV. We are online tonight. Well, welcome tonight.
Greetings everybody. Tonight, we are going to be speaking on who is the Holy Spirit. We all live in this earthly, temporal realm of time. But the Word of God tells us that believers should be living in another realm. That is the eternal realm in Christ. There's true safety in Christ's eternal realm. As one is within the will of God, under his protection, no matter what the earthly realm may inflict upon one's body, soul, or being, your spark of life is precious in God and is protected beyond all the things of this life if you position yourself only to live and move in Christ. Ephesians 2:5-6 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And Ecclesiastes 12:7 speaks of the body returning to the earth from whence it came, and your spirit to God who gave it. We are sent by God to be born on earth, to live here for a while. We belong to God. Just as Jesus was sent by God to live on earth for a while to redeem mankind. But because of the fall of man, we are born of the flesh without God. But once we receive Jesus as Lord, we are reborn into eternal life in him. At this point, we have changed realms from the temporal into the eternal, out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of heaven. Yet, we still live in the temporary realm because we still live in our physical bodies until death separates us to be released fully into the eternal realm in Christ. There we can no longer function from the physical temporal realm, as we will then be completely with Christ in the eternal realm for all eternity. When we come to this realization of who we really are in Christ, sent by God in heaven to be his sons and daughters, to live on earth for a while, another question arises. Why are we born on earth? God created man on earth to look after all that is living on it. Well, here's the answer. Firstly, it is to make our choice of where we are going to spend eternity. We have free choice. Either we choose life and the goodness of God in God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, or we choose death, evil, and eternity in hell in the kingdom of darkness. Second, once we have made our choice, hopefully the right choice, and that is Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, we become born again in him for this life and all eternity with him in heaven. And third, this will change our outlook on earth from living for ourselves and for what we can get out of life to discovering in Christ what we can give to the world and how we can affect the world to righteousness and how we ourselves can be used to save the lost and bring them into the kingdom of God also. Our whole perspective changes, and this is where we need the same Holy Spirit that Jesus had living within him to live in our hearts, minds, and bodies. We need to live within the Holy Spirit and live our lives totally led by the power of the Holy Spirit, being comfortable to live within all of the 9 supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit naturally and effectively. Any one of us can receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit only does the Father's will. This revelation can mightily change your life, and any one of us, no matter how simply we have lived or how uneducated we might be, we can be powerfully used by the Lord to affect this world we live in. My own testimony is that of a riding teacher for 40 years. My job was mucking out stables, grooming horses, and teaching children to ride. I did not look the right candidate for mission work or as a speaker before man, and was turned down for the job many times. But God had a different idea about me. He told me simply to spend time with him in prayer, and he himself would teach me, speak to me, and show me how to serve him effectively. This I did. And now I'm an author of books. Not only did the Lord show me how to train up rural evangelists and send them out into the remote villages where there are no roads, as people are brought to Christ and more churches are planted, this ministry just spread like wildfire in more than 16 countries. We trained up almost 15,000 evangelists and sent them out, and they planted 20,000 churches and reached almost 1 million people. Now, only God has done this. He leads us step by step, and he still leads me step by step. We still earn a living through running a riding school. And if you come to our ranch, you'll still see us in jodhpurs and boots teaching children to ride. And if you'll come into your home, you'll see it's a farmhouse with a big farm kitchen. And that from the kitchen table, that's where we do our mailouts from. My husband is a down-to-earth smiling man full of jokes, and our daughter, a young adult now, married now for over 5 years. We're all friendly, down to earth, in work clothes, either fixing horse fences or caring for the ranch. Yes, that's normal. You can ask God yourself and he'll reveal to you the treasure within your soul. And as you unwrap it in prayer, God himself will show you how to use your gifts to the benefit of mankind. Then as you move out in your unique gifting, you'll find more fulfillment and joy than you'll ever imagine. But where do I even start is probably the next question. Prayer. But how? Prayer is firstly an attitude of your heart. It's not just saying prayers, it's more than that. It's an attitude of total love, surrender, and hunger for God, for who he is, your Heavenly Father. It is a pressing through with your whole being right into his glorious presence from the physical realm into the spiritual realm of his holy presence, the Holy of Holies. Sometimes this will happen without one word, but the silent attitude of giving your love and yourself in adoration to simply know him more. You know it when this transition takes place, as his love will well up inside you and his peace will envelop your whole being. You will feel his love through your whole being, and this is when worship really starts. You respond to his love in more and more glorious worship, intimate communication, and to the hearing of God's voice as he teaches you, encourages you, and simply gives himself to you, his precious child. In this prayer place, prayer becomes your home, as it's the nearest you can get to heaven while you're still alive on this earth. And yes, you are still aware of all that's happening around you in the physical realm. You can probably hear the different realms of life around you, the birds and chickens and their lifespan outside, cats, dogs, horses and their lifespan, then the traffic of human beings rushing here and there in another realm of life. So much going on. Music can also help you come into God's presence, as music too was given to us by God and is able to crescendo into the heights of worship with you. I believe heaven will be full of music. The Lord gave me a song 30 years ago in the Sinai Desert. I heard it through the sound of the wind blowing the sands up into this mountain and in the rocks. And it's been my favorite song ever since. All through the years, I've never forgotten this tune, simply because God himself gave it to me. This could be our song forever. And he can do this for you as well. Maybe a song, a place, a flower, anything that's special to you and God. This is all part of your love relationship with God and the appreciation of his creation. This relationship you build with God through prayer then becomes your home as well as your springboard into serving him. It is the most vital and important part of serving him. For without this, you'll be so limited to the earthly realm of doing things, and whatever you do manage to do for God will be small result in comparison. So it is in prayer alone you come to know God and get equipped by him. You have to be equipped spiritually if you are to serve God in the spiritual realm, especially in the areas of healing and deliverance, and be empowered by the gifts of the Holy Spirit to do his work. All nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are supernatural gifts. Not one of them is a natural gift. Therefore, the nine supernatural gifts are given to us to enable us to walk in the supernatural in every area of our lives, in worship, intellectually, emotionally, and physically. So who is the Holy Spirit? God created the heavens and the earth. But one day, mankind fell into sin, and this was the fall of man. Then God sent his only son Jesus to die in our place on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven and we could come back to the place that Adam and Eve lived in before they ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. But we are still living in an evil world. So after Jesus ascended, he sent his Holy Spirit. He did not leave us alone. All of us who have received Jesus as Lord and Savior can get baptized in his glorious Holy Spirit. He sent his own Holy Spirit to be our comforter, to dwell in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is just who he says, the Holy Spirit, the spiritual person of the Godhead, to dwell in our hearts, the hearts of all people who receive Christ, born again into the eternal life now as sons and daughters of our Father in heaven and citizens of heaven. The person of the Holy Spirit, given to live in our hearts, is almost like an engagement ring before the great marriage feast that we will sit down with Jesus one day, like a down payment to our inheritance of eternal life with the Lord. And the Holy Spirit comes with 9 glorious gifts. 3 worship gifts, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. 3 revelation gifts, supernatural discernment, supernatural knowledge, and supernatural wisdom. And when we hear God, you can only hear God if you spend time with him in prayer, which is why I've spent so much time on prayer. You pray, you worship, you enter fellowship, and then comes revelation when the Father speaks. When the Father speaks and we obey God and do exactly as he tells us, because it's impossible to move in any of the gifts of the Holy Spirit unless we have heard God through the 3 prayer gifts, and either in discernment or wisdom or knowledge, we then have to obey God. As we obey God, God confirms what he has told us to do with the 3 power gifts. Instant healings, working miracles, and supernatural faith. This is how it works. This is who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit will only do what he sees and hears the Father doing. So the Holy Spirit reveals to us what the Father is saying to us. And as we obey the Holy Spirit, we are obeying God. Then you will see the miracles happen. And this is who the Holy Spirit is. And if you've not yet received Jesus as Lord and Savior or been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I'd like to pray with you now. Just say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Please forgive me every sin I've ever done. I choose to follow you in truth and righteousness from this moment on. Thank you for forgiving me. Please come into my heart and life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. For those that want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit as well, and you can also receive it at salvation, just carry on praying. Lord Jesus, please baptize me in your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now you said that prayer, you've made a turnaround in your life. It is the beginning of your new life as a Christian, born again to eternal life. Now you need to pray every day and get to know our living God. Pray at least 3 times a day, even more. I like to pray every time I think of it, every spare moment. Buy yourself a Bible and read it. The Bible will train you in all truth and wisdom and righteousness. Find yourself a Bible-believing church and join it, and arrange with your new pastor to get baptized in water, which confirms your decision where you move out of the kingdom of darkness as you go under the water, identifying with the death of Jesus, and come out of the water, born again to the kingdom of heaven and eternal life. And tell others what you have done. Become a witness, even from the first day you meet Jesus. God bless you, and I will now hand back to our host.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Pastor, you are still online. You are still online. Okay.
Yes.
God, okay. And then we thank God for the message tonight. And then we have already been, Susan, I have already been to you from all the way from the United Kingdom. And also, I'm all the way from Freetown. But I want to say, you are so blessed, the people of the Southeast. You are so blessed tonight as we are bringing this great word to you. Tonight, I just want, like this morning, what happened, we pray for the nations. So I want you out there listening to us tonight. We just want to pray for Syria, because we don't want violence. And we're going to talk about violence, and we're going to pray about violence. We don't want violence that's coming up, election that's coming. There's no violence. We are the same people. We are the same people. That's the same I say this morning. We are the same people. Stop killing your brother. But tonight I'm going to ask the woman of God to pray for the Southeast so that you cannot be victim towards what the enemy want to do. So I'm asking Susan to pray for the spirit of violence to go away, to be destroyed in this nation. Southeast Australia. Back to you, Susan, as you pray against the spirit of violence.
Lord, we come against that spirit of violence in the name of Jesus. We cut it off now in the name of Jesus, because violence is from the kingdom of darkness. As it says in John 10, verse 10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ came to give us life and life in abundance. Oh Lord, I pray that all these people turn from violence and turn to you, because only you have the answer to Sierra Leone. Only you can raise the right president who will rule Sierra Leone in truth, righteousness, and justice. As it says in the Bible, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Lord, we pray that you will raise up the next prime minister to rule the country in the way you want it ruled, in truth, righteousness, and justice. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And we want to say tonight, we say, we thank God for that wonderful prayer for the nations tonight. It is a great joy to me. And also, we just want to pray for the body of Christ, because of our responsibility. We as a church, we need to stand in the gap. We need to get time to prayer. We need to get time to prayer, so that the enemy cannot restore this our beautiful country. I always telling people across the nation that Suriname is so beautiful. God loves us. This is a good city. You know, we don't need to allow the enemy to restore. So we have the pastors in the southeast of Suriname. I warn you to come alive in prayer in your churches, in your communities. I want you to keep praying for this nation. And any time that you get an opportunity to pray in your church, just leave the country in the hands of God, so that the enemy cannot destroy these beautiful nations. So now I'm asking the woman of God tonight to pray for the body of Christ, so that the church will be awake and stand in the gap for the country. Back to you, Susan, as you pray for the body of Christ.
Lord, we pray for the body of Christ, for all denominations, for all pastors, leaders, and the congregation, that they will seek you in prayer like they've never sought you before, Lord. that they will come and meet you in a new way. Lord, that they may repent and seek your face. For you say, when my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face and repent, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their troubled land. Lord, we thank you that you want to answer the prayer of your church. You want to prepare them for yourself, for you are coming back very, very soon. Lord, we pray that the church will wake up and be ready for your second coming. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We have the last prayer tonight. I think my time here is better than the studio. I just have it too early. We just want to pray for this joy radio tonight. And I'm asking Susan to pray for the joy radio as we have two more minutes to close in. And I'm back to my brothers in the studio. And I want you to pray for the joy radio tonight.
Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing, opening up new radio broadcasts such as Joy Radio. Now, not only speaking from England, but now Bobo speaking from Freetown, and we all meet together in a new city in Sierra Leone where Joy Radio is now broadcasting this message to more people far and wide. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the presenter, and we thank you that he is allowing you to use their radio to reach out to the lost. Lord, we thank you for them and we bless them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We want to say thank you tonight, and I'm hungry back to my brothers in the studio. Hello, my brother.
Yes, Pastor. This is a great show, and we are so blessed tonight in the studio, and we are so happy for the woman of God and the impartation and for the prayer that she does for the country and the people and for our radio. As I am in the studio now, this repeat of broadcast will be available tomorrow. Bless us with some joy because we are really stronger in the studio for 12 months. I promise you, teaching and the prayer will try so hard to repeat this broadcast. Because we are live on the radio, Shina Communications Network transmission on a frequency 1,500 megawatts on the 49 meter band shortwave right across the country and the borders of Nigeria and Guinea. We are so happy to host you online. God bless us all for your wonderful prayer and teaching. God bless you.
Yes, and we just thank God for my brothers are saying that we want all of you listeners, we want to get them to get a picture for your generator because this is a community radio. You know, we are so blessed, and after we do, we'll try to do whatever we're supposed to do tomorrow, and we'll make a help to the brothers because this is in them very good station, and then we are blessed. You as a community people, I want to encourage you, please, and then come to the, this is a new station, come to me for them, so that we can able to get a fear for their salary, to their patrol, so that we can able to do great things for that, and also for their community. We say thank you, and then Susan, what is your last word tonight? What is your last word? Hello?
Follow Jesus with all your heart. And you will be blessed.
Hello?
Hello? God bless you.
Yeah, what is your last word?
Follow Jesus with all your heart. God bless you.
Amen. Family, we want to say, follow Jesus Christ with all what you have. And we love you. And this is your brother, Pastor Emmanuel Bobo, all the way from Freetown. And I love you. And I want to say thank you, my brothers in the studio. Jesus, Father, we love you. And we know that we will